Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Scotty's Morning Show with Matt Mann.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fat Boy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
3.3. This guy right here is he better not disappoint, because I'm hyped. I'm excited to talk to him because he stole our imagination yesterday with this email. Is that you, Kyle?
Was that supposed
to, okay? Was that not supposed to say your name?
Fat no, boy? You can say.
Okay,
it.
Hey Kyle. Yeah. Hey Kyle.
Hi.
So the email yesterday. Should I, Fat Boy, go back and read the entire email or no?
I mean, you can kind of, yeah, because I don't know how many people remember.
Okay, so, well, he was anonymous in the email, so we've now established that he does have a name. Point.
That's partly my fault because, you know, I didn't want to, I've been talking to him a couple times, like, you know, when I got a hold of him yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, I have a situation, boys, and I don't know if I'm being pranked or not, but basically, can you get catfished by someone you already know? I'm saying this because I've been seeing a woman for almost 2 months now, and the thing is, I already know her, and she knows me, but she doesn't remember me, evidently. I don't know if this is odd or not, but she used to be one of my teachers about 10 years ago. I'm 27 now, she's 34, and this has not come up yet. I haven't mentioned it. I guess I'm waiting on her to pick up on it, I need some help on this one. You can call me if you need to. You want me to read your number out? No, I won't do that. And then you signed it anonymous, but now we've established that who you are, and we'll go with that. So many questions for this, man. First off, thank you for coming on and doing this. We've had more and more of that. Maybe we just got to stay on people. Like, hey, give us an update.
He wasn't that hard to chase down.
Okay.
You know, he was pretty cool about it.
So.
Don't change now, though.
No, please don't. So she was your teacher. We went over that. We won't give any details on that other than, like, how did the two of you reconnect, I guess, is what I'm wondering.
That's a good one. Yeah, sure. It was just a networking event, you know, meeting people professionally. She still teaches, but she also runs like a kind of side hustle too. So,
yeah,
she's there for that, I guess.
Like,
I
mean, a happy hour thing. One of those things.
Yeah. Nothing crazy. Nothing like meeting on an app or anything. Just people meeting together and pitching ideas and whatnot.
Speed dating. I just can't do the Adderall. I can't do it. So you met her. Did you recognize her at first?
I did, and I really thought she was going to recognize me too, but she didn't. And I mean, if she did, she hit it really well. I mean, that's what I thought. I'm like, there's absolutely no way that she's not acknowledging our connection here, but I mean, it never came up. And, I mean, we chatted for a bit. I didn't really think about it anymore either. Then we just exchanged numbers and kept in touch.
Those networking things, they're not for business, right? Like, I've been to some of them before. Speaking from the heart, I detest them because I know on the surface what these things really are.
It's a big flex.
Yeah. It's a big flex, and it's a big, like, hey, I want to sponge off you. And I get it. The circle feeds the circle, but it's based off fakeness in my mind.
It's a big meat sling.
It's
is
based
all it is.
Off of, I'm going to come in here and get some connections and some plugs on this. And hopefully, I've never seen the reciprocation of it, I guess, is what I'm saying. So, but you see her, and you're like, oh, my God, this is Mrs. So-and-so. And we won't say her name, but... I mean, like...
Well, it's more awkward for him because he's trying to, you know, act like... He's waiting for her to recognize who he is.
Fat Boy, what was the... You had a really good question that you were going to say. Something about, like, back in the day. And I don't want to steal it from you, but I remember what it was. It was about, like... I'll go ahead and say it.
Yeah, because I can't...
You basically...
The interest?
Yeah, like, back in school, were you attracted to her then?
Actually, I wasn't. I never really thought about her like that. Either I was just too busy focusing on girls my age, or it was hard enough to get one of them instead of, like, I mean, not really looking at a teacher then.
Yeah. I see that, yeah.
I always had that kind of thing. Before it was called MILFs or whatever you call them now. We talked about that the other day. I don't know what you call a MILF now.
I don't know.
It's not a cougar.
No.
I don't know. We've never really redefined that after the Me Too movement.
we only had a couple. Like, they were young and good looking that you would maybe entertain.
I got a good email or DM one to read later about that. Talking about hot teachers then or versus now and back and forth likewise on that. Okay. So you said you were not necessarily attracted because you were thinking about so how's this not come up yet? Like, the connection. Like, you talk about your background. So she's a teacher. As a teacher, where'd you go to school? You know,
went to your school.
Maybe see if she knows any of the teachers. Or, I mean, how does that not come up? The connection between the two of you.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I really thought it would, and I thought maybe at first, like, she recognized me, but obviously, like, we're having a conversation, we're talking, she is not pulling my leg. She legit does not remember me, and I still haven't said anything yet. Like, we haven't had the, like, what school did you go to growing up or anything like that, and I honestly, I don't know if I should.
Oh, okay, so she doesn't...
That's why I'm asking you guys.
So she doesn't remember you because... She hasn't brought anything up. It's not like you asked her and she said, I don't remember you. She just, it's not coming to her yet.
Right. No, I have not done any of it.
So I just wonder how much longer you wait till that happens. Well, I guess it's not going to happen.
I
guarantee you she knows. I think she knows, but there's that stigma over it that maybe, like, is... again, we absolutely don't want to say the school name. We absolutely don't want to say her name because... You know how people are, and
they'll try to hook up with her and steal her from you.
Doxing and all this crap.
If it was a few years later, like in college, it would be acceptable. So I see where you're going.
Well, I mean, it's not the reputation you want to have.
No.
So
I think being honest and transparent is always the best way to be. And you. Why do you laugh at that? Then you don't have any drama.
Well,
later.
So if that's the case, then. Would he have said when she says, he's like, hey, what do you do? By the way, is she still a teacher, like currently? Or was it like then that she was a teacher? Don't answer
She's
that.
She's still a teacher.
Okay. Again, no more alluding to anything like that, because I don't want to cost anybody any whatevers.
I love how you do it that way. It's like.
Because things like that, it's like when there's a bad cop news story, it affects all cops.
Yeah.
When there's a bad this, it affects all, and I don't want everybody to get hemmed
like,
into the same
it's
corner.
It's like the not the same situation with Mary Kay Letourneau.
It's like, yeah, it's like that happens a lot
That's
more now than it did.
That's the stigma that you have to, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think that what he should do from this point, because I think it's, I don't want to use the word cute. What's a more masculine term for that? Because I don't like using the word cute.
But a guy should never use that word.
I know. It feels...
I don't know.
Good
looking. I feel like I'm on my tiptoes when I say it.
Good looking, hot, a babe.
I don't know.
Dime piece.
Precious.
I don't know. I think it's you know what? I'm going to own it. I think it's cute that you
such a simp.
Recognized that she was your school teacher. And there's nothing wrong with this. By the way, for those that are texting in, I thought we said it. Maybe we didn't. You were 17. You were in high school, senior in high school. There was nothing going on then. Absolutely not. 10-year separation. So, you know, we get that out of the way. You should just say, I can't believe... Well, okay, so I'm going to answer my own question. Are you afraid that if you tell her, because she legit maybe doesn't remember, and you tell her that's going to end it? Because you really, really like her?
I like her. We get along. I'm worried that it's just going to be awkward.
Go ahead and be honest. I mean, I'm serious. Like, is that the thing that's holding you back from, like, bringing it up? Because she would be like, oh, my God, he's a former student. I can't. I just can't.
Well, it's one of the things, like, if she had said something earlier, then it's like, all right, we skipped the awkward part really quick and can go wherever. But since we've been talking, we've gone out like 4 or 5 times now, it's like, is this going to be super awkward or not?
That's why it worked, because when he went after her at first,
right,
he wasn't going after her like, you know, somebody wanted to date. It was like somebody he knew.
Right.
But, you know, she never knew, and it just kind of grew from there.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't see why you can't be with her if you have feelings for her. I mean... It all depends on what you want.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's... I think his thing is, does he acknowledge that he knows? I think absolutely. If there's any future to this other... Let me ask this in a very eloquent way. Are y'all banging?
That's so eloquent, the way you just worded it, that. One. The banging part.
Like, are y'all being intimate?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's super direct, and I'm not going to answer that.
You know what?
That means yes.
That's not a bad answer. You don't want to jinx anything.
Yeah, I feel like my wrists were just slapped with that response.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Lakes and Ladders, I think I got that right.
You Lakes and Ladders. I played that right? As a young boy.
Yeah.
Good morning. Is it Lakes and Ladders? I bet it's not.
You played Chutes and Fingers.
P1, ladder legs.
Ladder legs.
Yeah, there you go.
Good morning. Are you related to
how
finger
you doing?
Legs? Good. Doing well.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. So,
it mowed over
that one. It says career advice. Do you need some, or are you going to give it to us?
I need some.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
Well, go ahead. So, lay it all out.
I work in emergency services. I've been an EMS worker for about 5 years and also in the fire about 2 years now.
You do both.
I'm sorry, hold on. Do what?
You do both. You can do EMS and fire?
You can do both, yeah.
24 wow. on.
You get to carry a gun,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
24 on.
No, that's next. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you know, you get no, the, like, the Holy Trinity going. All right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Dude, let me ask you something real quick. What, do all firemen kind of like keep up with this stuff? Like, is the Grand Strand stuff as bad as being perpetuated? Because they keep showing the same one clip of the Grand Strand fires. But everything I see online, it's like, no. Matter of fact, I know somebody that's at the beach right now, and they're like, yeah, we don't see anything.
That might just be the frail footage that they keep pulling.
The media, I feel like, gets a picture, like one or two pictures, and then that's what they just keep repeating
so
over and over.
So this one subdivision
but there's
in Horry
features
County.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
There's fires everywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it's bad right now.
Thank you and your fellow brethren and sistren that are out there yeah. doing all this.
Yeah.
Now, career advice.
Yeah. Yeah, so
go ahead.
I got my wife and I, we just had two little girls, and she's pretty much a stay at home mom now.
Are they twins?
And no. One of them, not just recently. One of them's about to turn two.
Okay.
The other one is about 7 months old.
Golly.
And it's just getting really hard with the hours that we work because any EMS fire, it's either 12-hour shifts, 24-hour shifts, or 48-hour shifts.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering from anybody in my past or in the history of having kids, does it ever get easier as the kids get older?
No.
On the wife, or is it always going to be a constant struggle?
You know what? Do you want the real truth?
I mean, your schedule don't help.
It's not. Yeah. It doesn't get better. I mean, like, not in a don't go forward and try hard, but I remember, I'm not going to go into full dusty roads, but I remember hard times, baby.
Oh.
Like I do. But
deal with the big, baby.
But what's great about this is you're putting your family first. You're not like, this is what my calling is, and you probably love it. Like anybody who's a fireman, and this is my opinion, a fireman, a cop, EMT, for any kind of first responder, like you feel that call to serve. It's military, same thing. Nobody's really going into it for the riches and the fame, but it's because you want to help somebody. And, so that's got to be met. But at the same time, though, you want to make sure that this is the time. I tell my daughter this. I tell anybody with young kids this. Soak these memories up with a sponge because they go so fast. The last 10 years of my life have been on fast forward. I've got a grandson now that's three. I've got, you know, all this. I almost said crap. I didn't mean that. But all this stuff going on that if I took what I got going on now and put it back then when it was hard times, baby, there would be no nothing. What the hell? But this right in front of my desk at home, I've got a great big old picture of my grandson, and I got a great big old picture of my daughter sitting there. And
a pillow that's a breadstick.
That's in the other room. He goes to my house one time. Now he knows everything. And I'm sitting there and like, you know, when stuff's like, oh, God, I'm tired. I don't want to mess with this stuff anymore. I'm sitting there and like, this is my reason right in freaking front of me. Right here is why I keep doing all this mess. So.
So don't be afraid to call out of work on some days.
I mean, no, I wouldn't go that far. Your concern is having a stable financial thing, but also it's not like I know another friend whose company right now, and this is weird, but the company is like so busy. It's like Paige, so busy. And the guy's working 6 days a week, and he's like, dude, I'm making more money than I have in a while, but I don't get to see my family anymore. Like, this is a man saying that, and I'm like, boy, I'm glad you're my friend. Because that says a lot. I'm serious. That says a lot about your character. It really does.
And don't. This is when I took counseling with my husband and tell her how you feel and include her into, because I know that my husband would come home and he wouldn't talk and he would shut me out of a lot of things that he went through. Include her into everything that's happening in your life. And it would be easier because you would understand why you feel the way that you do on that day. Because I know if you're a first responder,
such a woman,
your
response.
Bad day can be a lot worse.
That's like the view right now.
No, I'm giving him some solid advice. Your bad day can be worse than anything we've ever seen, you know, like an accident or something. But it does get easier when the kids get a little older and they're helping around.
Horse crap.
They're helping around the house. It does get easier when you're not, you know, getting up and getting them breakfast and doing all that. But financially,
I've heard it's around the age of 3. Is that a good age that kids start to finally get a little bit easier?
No.
No, not 3.
Maybe. Not 13, not 23.
Yeah. I mean, if you raise them right, they'll help you.
So, look, you got to work regardless. Wow. If you got a job you still like, you better keep it. Because you'll get into something miserable and you'll take it out on everybody else.
That's why I don't want to be in an office. I do not want to be stuck in an office doing an office job or school or anything like that. Like, I love being outside and love doing out.
It's rewarding to you, and you may like the challenge of running into a fire.
Or making chili. You might be a great chili maker. I don't know.
You could go to the World Series of Poker, perhaps. The World Championship fish fries. I don't know. Are you still enjoying it, though, like what you do?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Plus, you got time in doing it. You don't want to give all that stuff up. No. Not for your wife and kids.
Like, is that still?
It's a crap ton of training. That's the other thing, too. Even when we're not, even if we've gone through school already, we still do a crap ton of training, like, periodically.
And you're proud of yourself. You're not going to get that at any other job than what you're doing now, saving lives.
Unless
you're a doctor.
You can't start an OnlyFans because you're not a hot chick, so. You may be a good-looking dude, but that don't matter.
All right, shoots and ladders. You have a good morning, and good
thank
luck.
Thank y'all.
That.
Thank y'all very much.
All
you
right.
too.
Thank you. I don't know how to raise my kid right, apparently.
See, I feel like he kind of diverted from what he originally wanted to say.
Why? What did he originally say?
I feel like he wanted, like, you know, if he should keep the same job or not. But then he kind of shifted into, like, is it hard to raise kids? Like, I didn't really know which one he kind of wanted to.
That's why you got hand in hand. You know, you got to plan around that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. Damn. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Brawl.
Well, it's more like a tussle, right?
A tug.
It's a fight to the death.
Tug O' War. Why don't people do that on St. Patrick's Day? Tug o' war. That sounds like something of Irish lore.
Tug o'. Tug of war. You're going to pull the rope.
Paige did a man of war after a Halloween party one night.
Well, she did men of war.
Yeah. And men at work.
Oh, Leroy here.
Leroy Paige.
Knocking out everybody.
Baddest actor in the whole damn town.
Literally.
Yeah. Baddest hoe.
I mean bad in a good way.
Baddest hoe on the stroll.
Sound like my grandma in 1984. Why are you saying you bad? You good. Because Nanny Michael says bad.
Yeah, he does. Oh, I don't like
it. Yeah, he looks weird to me, son.
He got a whole song called You Bad, You Bad, You Know It.
He made fighters quit fighting and they started dancing together.
That's where it started. Old dance-offs.
But even that, I saw a clip of an old NWA video the other day that showed them, you know, walking down the street. And you think about it, like they're all hard, you know, badass dudes, but they're walking around singing through the streets about how they were going to murder you, but they were singing about it.
Well, that's
nice. Like it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of.
Oh, awesome. The rappers, okay.
They're artists, yes. NWA, not the wrestling organization. I should say that. You're right. Yes, Vern Gagne was out there. He was in a puffer jacket. There's Les Thatcher with a Raiders hat on.
There's old Rick Rude with him.
Oh, Lord, you're about to lose real bad. Because I know what I've got here. And when you enter a battle, you know as much about your own army going in, more so than you do the other one. So I don't know what Fat Boy's bringing to the table, but I know when it comes to Paige that I'm going to get you goose today, and I don't mean that in a sexual way. I mean, I'm going to make you laugh a lot.
I love it.
I'm going to pull a Rumsfeld and tell you go to war with what you have.
Yeah.
And that's what I got.
I tell you to go to hell or somewhere else. You want to start?
I'm excited to see who's going to take the lead.
Yeah, I'll start.
And I know down deep you don't like Fat Boy as a person, but don't let that show any bias when it comes to who's the better one.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, start us off.
This is an old, I guess, PSA, maybe. But it's more so a lesson of how you should react to your kid if you ever catch them, you know, during their private time.
Oh, my God.
Like what happened to old Ricky right here.
Little Ricky.
His mom's real understanding. And obviously, I cannot show you a video.
No.
But Ricky's going to town just when that door opens and, well, then mom walks in.
Oh, excuse me, Ricky. Ricky, I did see what you were doing. It felt good, didn't it? It's all right. We all have feelings like this sometimes. I'm just glad you're doing this in the privacy of your own room. When you're a little bit older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings and what causes them and how we can control these feelings. I'm sorry I intruded on your privacy. I'll be sure to knock next time, okay?
That's bullcrap in real life.
That's kind of creepy because she stood there.
Like my mama would have taken me to the preacher.
You know where this gets weird? Ricky's still got, let's just say he's still working the puppet while mom's in the room.
And this is a real public service announcement, not a grading system, the PSA here.
I wouldn't say that I was ever caught doing anything like that, but I know my brother was caught with a girl. And my mom says, well, you finish up and we'll have a conversation later.
She didn't make him stop right there?
She told him, you finish up, you know,
what?
Whatever. I don't know what she said, but
did
exactly.
Did she stand there and watch till they finish?
No, she just barred. She
hurry up and beat it up, Art.
Is it one of your friends?
She hit the ceiling. I don't know who it was. Yeah. Oh, it might have been. Okay, she hit the ceiling with a broom. She was pissed.
Wow, she's like an angry neighbor.
Yeah, and just so they can hear her.
Yeah.
That we were home.
I'm sweeping
and
the roof.
And then she went upstairs, and I was like, Mom, what'd you see? And she goes, you don't want to know. Just go to the other side of the house.
I want to know what she saw.
I don't know. She never told me.
They were 69ing.
Well, what if that's what it was? And then she tells him to finish up. He's like, I'm just going
to start. No, she said, you need to. Well, I don't know exactly what she said.
I think
said.
You need to beat it up real quick is what
but,
she said.
But she said, and then I'll talk to you afterwards when you...
I'll give you a score.
Get your clothes back on and start behaving like you should.
How old is he, though, at this age?
Oh, he's a teenager. He's young.
Okay.
Like 16.
Okay.
God, I can't believe she...
I was hoping he'd be like 22, 23.
Is it still living in my mom's house?
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense why she would say, all right, you're an adult here. You're doing it.
Arthur, finish you better up. Hurry up.
I never slept with a guy at my mother's house where she with her willingly knowing that.
Yeah, me neither.
She wouldn't have told you to finish up.
No, she would have said, you stay on that side and you stay on that side. Never the two will meet.
Hmm. God, man. That's so many questions.
Did you sneak out of the house, though, when you were a kid?
All the time.
Yeah, God bless.
My mom would go to sleep, and I'd be like, oh, she's asleep. I'm just going to go out.
I could have if I trusted my body more. I could have slipped out of the house.
Dirty little Leroy, ain't you?
I had an old drum right outside my window.
I never really did anything.
Crawled over onto and just slid over the side and fell into the gravel.
An old drum.
It was an old drum.
Mine was meeting to smoke a little, you know.
Crack.
No.
We knew somebody who had to stand on a brick to get in the window, and it wasn't that far off the ground.
Yes. Well, that was funny. Fatboy and I have tapped into this thing, and some of them we cannot air, but it's old PSAs from the 70s and 80s that are absolutely not appropriate anymore.
Really not.
Talking about like how, you know what, they deserve to be able to live in that community also. Mm-hmm. You should let them move in.
Yeah. Can't play those.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Like some wild stuff.
You'd piss yourself if you heard some of them.
This one right here, though, I like farm stuff. I love cattle. Now that I look at some of those videos and actually like post them on my Instagram, a lot of times other ones will just pop up. For instance, this young man was on a school field trip, and they're teaching the kids how to milk a cow.
Oh.
And once again, they don't teach. They just say, hey, milk the cow.
Don't start grabbing that.
You nailed it. Listen to this.
You got it.
Sorry. You're supposed to dip your hand in the water before you
make your hand wet. Pretty
yes.
much.
Oh.
Dip it in there,
make
London.
Make your hand wet. Mm-hmm. Your hand is
Did you dip
wet.
It, London?
No.
Dip your hand
just
in the
keep
water.
Keep moving.
Did he dip his hand?
Yeah, right here.
No.
Yeah, right here. Just like that.
Are you scared?
Why is it Auntie Chantay's coming?
The smell.
It's a penis.
Oh!
Disgusting.
Oh my God, I gotta see the video.
Did they misinterpret an udder?
No, it was an udder, but the kid didn't understand what he was grabbing and tugging on. They didn't explain that ahead of time.
That's where you get them.
It's like the one with the one that we played before with the horse, where the horse was getting a little excited and say, Daddy, he's growing an extra leg.
Now are you supposed to go like this?
Right? He really was.
I always just spit on mine and just go to town.
Oh, yeah.
Use some KY.
They're so easy to trick. It's just a finger. Roll with it, kid.
It sounds like something you prank somebody with, but no, that was really its udders.
It's a penis.
At least he caught it by the medical term, though. Like, the kid's well-read. He's like, that's a penis. Disgusting.
Two of them, or however many are together.
Yeah. So later in life, if he has a change of heart, play that video for him. See, you said these were disgusting when you were a kid, boy. What are you doing now?
Show him again.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
I won that round. Go ahead. No decision you made
yet. Not yet. I think, and a lot of people think this, Mike Joy is the greatest voice of anything stock car related. I would say automotive related. Any event, he's who you want to call.
He's good.
I don't know how long he's going to keep his job. I feel like this guy's coming for his job. So, Mike Joy, if you're listening to this, you legend.
Oh, wow.
You better watch out for this guy because he's pretty good, too.
Baby, look at here. Logano pushing down the road right up into the ass end of Kozlowski, and he turns his ass right into the wall. Right about here, Kozlowski saying, oh, every time he's spinning, he's saying, oh, they are wrecking every where there's race cars pouring from here to China right now on this track. And this is where it starts right here. Logano pushing down Marone into Kozlowski's ass, pushing way too damn hard. The race has still got a bunch of laps left. What an ass. And then it's just a mangled melee mess right here. Holy this is some bullshit. All these good race cars tore up because Logano forgot how to drive. Look at this. And he escapes uninjured. Watch. He just gonna go right through there. Holy
Holy crap, man. That sounds like a revival I went to in the 80s.
It's as into Kozlowski. He don't even say his
name.
Oh, my
God.
Right.
That sounds like Brother Love. Or like, I can't figure out that voice.
Very passionate.
He's going all out.
God bless.
He said it's ass into him. There's a whole bunch of laps left.
All right. I'm going to concede you won that round.
Well, guess what? There's only one left.
Okay.
And that's you. You go with the big finish.
I thought you had one more.
Well, for time purposes.
Oh, for time purposes. All right. Yeah,
Leroy got us going on a tangent.
Well, I hate to brag, but this is the winner right here. And I'm not going to say anything that other than my favorite and your favorite karaoke couple is back with some damn Toto.
Oh, no.
I hear the drums echo tonight, but she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. Moonlight wings reflect the stars that guide me for salvation. I stopped to know that along the way, opening in mind some long forgotten words of ancient melodies. He turned to me as if I was to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you.
Everybody now.
Down in Africa. Yeah.
I mean, God.
There's a clear winner at the end. I'm saying.
Mean, God. It's hard hands to down. It's hands hard down. To compete with that.
That but. Is like.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.